Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is well. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in tonight or this afternoon, wherever it is that you're tuning in. I appreciate it. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take your phone calls. The caller number to this program is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just want to focus on you. I want to forget about my day and all the things that might have been bothering me today, and I just want to focus this moment on you. And Father, Mother, God, just use me as the vessel that you always use on this program, and I thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, I just pray for my listeners right now that you meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have. I pray that you would just touch them right now. And Father, Mother, God, just let us all realize that you're in control of every situation and everything that happens in our lives happens for a reason. Father, Mother, God, just let us realize that. And let us grow closer to you as we grow closer to you in all things. And just let us trust you more and more. Father, Mother, God, I ask all these things and I say namaste and I say amen. Let's go ahead and open with the song. And then we'll be right back with your calls. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
and feel all of the blessings that are already with you, and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
Love that song, and hopefully you enjoy it as well. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Call-in number to this program, once again, is 347-327-9316. There's a few callers ahead of you, but that call-in number again is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and talk to my first call. Debbie, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
My question is, I've got kind of, I guess, what do you feel is going to happen between and my soon-to-be ex? We've got legal stuff and just kind of a fight going on, I guess, and there's a third party involved.
Okay. Is there a lawyer involved in this yet?
No, I don't think there will need to be.
Okay. I'm picking up that there might be. I mean, I'm not saying there is going to be definitely, but I picked up an attorney somewhere in this. So
I've spoken with one, but I haven't really retained him.
Excuse me?
I've spoken with one, but I haven't retained him.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, it might be something that you might consider. If things don't work out, because I will tell you, every time I look at this, I keep seeing a lawyer that's going to have to be involved in this. I know that sometimes that gets a little messy and a little ugly at times, but that's what I keep picking up. I do feel like that once everything settles, everything will be in your favor, but it's going to be a little messy to begin with.
Do you feel anything about this third party involved?
I'm not picking up anything on the third party, no.
Oh, good. Then maybe they have backed out completely.
Yeah, I'm not picking them up. I'm not even seeing them in the picture. So I feel like that they've backed away. So.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye. You have a great night. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and let me take care of this that's popped up on my screen. If you, talking about my screen, if you would like to, you can send in your questions through my email, which is youareawakening@gmail.com. That's youareawakening@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Will be Rose. You're on air with me.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. We just really need some kind of a message, hopefully good news. I've been through the ringer this week, I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry that you've been through the ringer, but I feel like some positive things are about to break free for you. It looks like Monday and Tuesday are going to be pretty good days for you, where things start calming down, where you're not underneath all this pressure and all the stress that you've been under. I feel like you're going to have a better week ahead. So that's good news. Yeah, so just keep hanging in there and things will get better.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, when we're going under, you know, when we're under all that pressure, all we feel is the pressure. We don't see the results or the resolution to our problems, but there's always a resolution to our problems, and that is Spirit. Spirit's taking care of us and will lead us and guide us and direct us if we just ask. We have angels that will work with us, but they're just waiting for you to ask them to help to minister unto you. So just pay attention to that. Let's go ahead and speak to 313. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I was wondering, what do you pick up on a guy named Sam? How does he feel about me, or do you see a potential relationship with us? Please and thank you.
Okay. Their name is Sam. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I feel very positive about this. I don't know, when I'm picking up with you, I feel some reservations, but I'm
what does that mean?
Some, like, you just have some questions about this.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Do.
Yeah. But I feel like that you know, things will open up for you in this relationship. I feel really good about it. I feel like it could be a long-term relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but how does he feel about me?
Currently, right now. Yeah, right now, you know, he's a little cautious. I feel like he's been hurt, so he's a little cautious right now. But I feel like that he cares about you. And you know, those feelings will develop into something more as time goes. Excuse me?
He came up here and saw me yesterday at work, and I haven't seen him before then, like 5 or 6 months.
Right.
So I hope he's, like, real happy and excited.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
So
things will get better.
Yeah, things will get better.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You have a good night. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's speak to 305. You're on air with me. Hi. Hello. You're on air. Hello. All right. Let's move to 252, and we'll figure out what happened to 305. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, do you see me finding a job soon, or do you see me?
Yeah. Should be in a couple weeks.
In a couple of weeks. Okay. Do you sense what kind of job it is, or have I already applied for it?
You've already applied for it. I can see that. but I can't tell you what type of job it is, but you have applied for it. I will tell you that I'm picking up good vibes about it. Feels like that it's going to be a long-term job for you. So something that you can settle into. And you're going to make some really good friends there as well. So it feels really positive to me.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. You have a
You're
good
welcome.
Night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 919. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to see if you could tell when I might be able to change jobs.
Looks like you're changing jobs by the end of the month. It looks like by the end of this month or early next month, you should be changing jobs.
Okay. Any impression about it, or is it a good move? Or
yeah, it feels like a very good move for you. It feels like you're a little stagnated where you are right now, but it just feels like it's going to be more freeing to you, something that you're going to be very capable of doing, and you're going to enjoy going to work. I mean, I think right now there are days that you dread going to work. But I feel like that this is really a positive move for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye bye. And my next caller is 337. You're on air with me.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you see a long-term relationship coming my way.
Okay. I'm having a little hard time hearing you. Let me repeat to you.
Hello? You hear me? I was asking, do you see a long-term relationship coming my way?
Yeah, it looks like it would be coming your way. Somebody coming into your future here. Looks like about May. And it does look long term. It's a very positive person that's coming into your path, a very spiritual minded individual as well. So,
oh wow, somebody I know or anything like that?
I feel like this is a brand new start for you. I feel like it's going to be somebody brand new.
Hopefully
that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
I think.
All right. For the first time tonight, I have open lines, which means that you'll get on right away if you would like to call into the program. It is 347-327-9316. Again, the call number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and speak to Holly.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you feeling? You sound like tired.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good right now, but...
Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
A message from Spirit or message from my brother.
Okay.
Whatever comes
all right.
up.
Okay. Let me tap in here and see what I'm picking up. I feel like I have your brother, and I feel like that he's just coming across tonight, telling you that he loves you, and to be kind to you. I don't know if you've been like a lot of times we have like negative talk that we do to ourselves, and so. I think that he just wants you to watch that, not be so negative, be more positive. He's shown me a flower. This is like a yellow rose. I don't know if this means anything to you. He keeps showing me a yellow rose. Okay. Just yours, sign from him, just that he's with you and that he's watching over you. But he keeps showing me a yellow rose. I don't know what the significance is.
It just means friendship to me and us. Friendship.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, definitely a friend. Definitely still watching over you. He said he has your back.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you so much. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and give you the call number one more time. It is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Will be 631. You're on air with me. Hi.
Yes, hi. I was just wondering, my name is Suzanne. What you saw with my love life? I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay, you don't have a boyfriend at the moment?
Nope.
Okay. I will tell you that I feel like that there is somebody interested. This is somebody that you've either come across their path or something like that, because there's somebody that's interested in you.
I met somebody one on 3 dates, but I just want to be friends with him. So is that him? And there's somebody else that I'm just friends with.
Yeah, I feel like it's somebody else. I don't feel like it's either one of those guys.
That I dated for 3 years, but I haven't seen them since December?
There's a very possibility on that. I saw like a
But
green
he keeps
light.
Ignoring me. I've texted him, called him for 3 months now, and he never gets back to me, ever.
Never replies to you?
He just one day, and that was the end of it. Came over, had a tiff, whatever, not a fight, but you know.
Right. Right, yeah.
So I don't know if he met somebody else, just angry, I don't know. How could you hold a grudge for 3 months?
Yeah, I don't have any idea. I possibly can see this guy coming forward into your path, like in April.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a friend, her name's Sheila, and she gets mad at me all the time for no reason. She accuses me of stuff. She says mean things. Do you think I should try to make the friendship or just forget it? Because I'm getting tired of it. She says I'm jealous of her.
I feel like that relationship is toxic for you, meaning it's no good. Yeah, it's just not going to work out. I would make a break of it. I would do it in a nice way, but I would move on.
Yeah. The only problem is she's friends with other friends that I'm good friends with. I don't want her to influence them.
Yeah, I don't feel like that she would.
Okay.
So.
All right, okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. With this guy that I haven't talked to you for a while, I feel like that he can get his act together and things will work out. So let's go ahead and talk to 111. You're on air with me. Hi.
Oh, hi, Michael. This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Just wanted to know if you can pick up what my next steps are in my mediumship development.
Are you taking any classes or anything at the moment?
No.
Because I feel like that you need to work with somebody to help develop your gifts a little more. Like a mentor or somebody like that. I keep seeing somebody, a woman, this is a woman that's going to be coming into your path to help you with your mediumship abilities.
Okay. Is this someone that I know?
I don't feel like you know them. I feel like it, well, hold on. I'm going to go backwards and say that you do know them. I just changed my mind. I just saw that you do know them. So this is somebody that would be like a mentor to you.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're going to do good. So just trust Spirit and let Spirit guide you and direct you forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem. Let me go check my mail really quick. All right. There's nothing in my mail that I need to be concerned about. Let's go ahead and speak to Ronnie. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. My brother died 2 years ago today, and when you brought that brother in for that other girl, my mother had died 3 days before him, and when she was sick, he always gave her yellow roses because she's a yellow rose of Texas. So I just made the connection. I thought, oh, my God, maybe that's my brother. I thought, oh, it was 2 years ago today that he passed away. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of neat. Anyway, I feel like I'm on the brink of some changes, and it doesn't seem to be happening. And every day I get edgy because I think, oh, you know, I'm ready to make a move on. But do you see when these changes will be happening for me?
They're already happening. You're just not seeing them. That's what I keep hearing from Spirit. They're already happening around you and in you. So the one thing that, and I see like this month being more, they're sort of standing back a little bit, waiting for April, because I feel like as you go into April, I really feel like April is going to be a month that things really start popping for you. What I mean by that, you know, property selling, things like that. It just feels like April is going to be this month where everything starts settling down for you. Just get to that month and things should straighten out.
Okay, that would be wonderful. I just wanted to, you know, call in and let you know about my brother, and that's very encouraging.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and your brother's around you, so just remember that.
Okay.
So, all right, I appreciate you calling
all right.
in.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to give you the call number one more time. It is 347-327-9316. I have open lines at the moment, which means that you'll get right in if you want to. It is 347-327-9316. So we're going to wait for just a second or two. Okay. So I'm not feeling good tonight, so we're going to go ahead and just go off air. But I appreciate everybody that's called in tonight. And appreciate your prayers. Just pray for me. We will be on air tomorrow. Don't know exactly what time tomorrow yet. So just pay attention to the show page. But we will be on air tomorrow sometime. As far as I am concerned, we'll be on air. So, Rose, thank you for helping me out tonight. And so we'll talk to you all. Tomorrow. See you then. You have a good night. Peace be with you.